You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Here we are. Chrissy Bones, Thursday Night Football, not close. Steelers 52, Panthers go to 6-3, 21. Steelers 52, Panthers 21.
Quit living in the past,
Panthers,
man.
63.
Gee, quit living in the past.
I fall apart, I go all the way. Steelers go to 6-2-1. Most points by a Steelers team since 1984. Most ever at Heinz Field. Big Ben, 22-25 for 328 and 5 TDs. For the Panthers, a huge fantasy day for Christian McCaffrey. 77 yards a TD. 5 catches for 61 and 2 more TDs receiving. Cam Newton said after the game, "We just got whooped, man. It was a humbling piece of pie."
Yeah, no, they got...
It was a beatdown.
They got beat up pretty good. That's going to happen, though, but... this game right here is one of those throwaway tape games from the Carolina Panthers. They'll beat it in the end.
I'm looking right now at my my DraftKings team from last night. 123 points. There were a lot of people in this contest. 95,000 people. We finished in 12,000th place. Yeah, we ended up doubling our money in it because you mentioned Christian McCaffrey, 38 fantasy points. Ben Roethlisberger, 38 fantasy points. Schuster, 19. Cam Newton, 23. James Washington, 0.
College football news. The Irish are sitting in number 3, but Notre Dame starting quarterback Ian Book is out for tomorrow's game against Florida State, still banged up from the Northwestern win. Book expected to play against Syracuse November 17th. Brandon Wimbush starts in his place.
That game at Yankee Stadium.
2 games tonight. Louisville at Syracuse. Syracuse minus 21, I think, Gabe. And Fresno State, number 23 at Boise State. Fresno minus.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that game with Teddy. I'll tell you what, the Fresno State Bulldogs don't get the publicity that they're due, the national media attention that they're due. So I guess it's going to be on us.
They kind of
do it.
That's why.
What, Fresno?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Are they any? Who have they played?
Dude, they're 2.5-point road favorites at Boise tonight. Yeah. Fresno have come on, bro. In the last 2 years, Tefford's built a mini little. They're on the verge of like taking over the Mountain West this program right now.
Interesting.
The Brewers' Christian Yelich and the Packers' Clay Matthews have come together to offer their support to Thousand Oaks, California, following Wednesday night's shooting at the Borderline Bar and Grill that left 12 dead, 13 if you include the shooter. Likely NL MVP Yelich attended Thousand Oaks High School and tweeted out his prayers to the victims and families, making special mention of Sheriff's Deputy Ron Helis, who lost his life trying to save others. Matthews played football at nearby Agoura High, about 10 minutes away. Also sent along his prayers, adding, "It's terrible, senseless, and tragic."
Is there another shooting this morning, Michelle, you brought up?
North Carolina.
Like a major one?
Let me look it up again. I just saw it trending on Twitter.
I didn't see it.
No, I'm saying continue.
Nothing surprises me anymore. No, I'm sorry. It's hard to switch gears.
2 hours ago, yeah. It was at a North Carolina high school. Oh, it was a false alarm caused by a faulty water heater that sounded like a machine gun fire. There's no active shooter, the Fayetteville Observer quoted. It's a malfunctioning water heater.
Yes,
okay.
So there you go. Right.
That's good.
Thank God, false alarm.
Moving on to sports. In the XFL, as Gabe mentioned earlier, the league has hired former Bills GM Doug Whaley as senior VP of football operations. XFL Commissioner Oliver Luck, a.k.a. Andrew's daddy, said, "I'm excited to begin working with him as we reimagine the game."
Yeah, I don't understand this. Listen, you did such a great job sucking with the Buffalo Bills. Let's make you in charge of the XFL. I don't get this.
The XFL set to launch January or February of 2020 with a 10-week regular season. The XFL, of course, owned by Vince McMahon, who famously launched the XFL in 2001, then shut it down after just one season.
It was NBC that shut it down. It wasn't Vince McMahon who shut it down. The XFL was actually... It was better than people remember it for. I remember it. I was betting on it. You know, and I'll be betting on the XFL this time around when it comes around. NBC, we'll get into this later, but NBC wanted to get back with the NFL, and the NFL said there's no way in hell we're going to give you the rights to the NFL games if you're doing business with Vince McMahon and the XFL. That's what
wow. In the NBA, the Bucks pounded the world champs 134-111. Bad beat for Corey in Oakland last night. Bucks moved to 9-2. Warriors now 10-2. Steph Curry left with a leg injury in the third. MRI scheduled for today, I think, according to Mr. Sussman downstairs. In Phoenix, Kyrie Irving, a season-high 39 for Boston. Celtics rally from a 22-point deficit for a 116-109 overtime win against the Suns. Make it 7 straight for OKC without Russell. Thunder over the Rockets, 98-80. Carmelo was kind enough to pour in 2 points in that one. Also last night, the Trailblazers get to 9-3, 116-105 over the Clippers.
Impressive.
Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum combining for 48 points. For Portland. NBA news, Knicks coach David Fizdale said Thursday that injured all-star Kristaps Porzingis ACL rehab was only at the stage of light running, not sprinting. Porzingis found out and took to Instagram where he posted 2 pics of himself sprinting on an outdoor track. The Knicks have no timetable for his return.
Yeah, because the Knicks are, you see, that's, oh my God, you got to be kidding me, son. Do we have to go through this?
You know they're going to screw this up.
You know, exactly.
Nothing's going to be easy about
this. They went out there, the man is not ready to run, and he's running like a damn cheetah back and forth. Here's the deal. They're not going to play you, son, because they want to tank and get a high draft pick. That's it. It's over. He's not playing this season.
There is no timetable for his return.
No update
or
as far
Corey's
as Tim
return
Tebow?
To MSG, or Banner's return to the Raptors at MSG.
Tim Tebow,
oh my God,
gonna make the AAA roster, start the season in AAA.
That's crazy, son.
I should have led with that. That's huge.
That's what Met fans had to look forward to. Good for y'all,
Tim Tebow. All right, let's do this thing. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
All right, I'm looking forward to Teddy Covers stepping up and in from Las Vegas. We'll jump into some picks. Let's take a look at some DFS football. Of course, last night the Pittsburgh Steelers throttled the Carolina Panthers. But what does that do for you? You already know that. You're tuning in right now to find out what's going to happen. What didn't already happen, but we should note, as we mentioned, the Milwaukee Bucks last night throttled the Golden State Warriors well.
Thanks, Gabe.
Listen, I had it too. I got suckered in, man. I was like, why are the Warriors only 5.5-point favorites? And I knew that Draymond Green was out. Listen, I've said for years that Draymond Green's the most valuable player on the Golden State Warriors.
Yes, he is.
And we saw when he got suspended and he got knocked out, that's why they lost the finals.
When I'm riding to the joint yesterday, I'm like, I'm throwing the Warriors on this joint, and I'm thinking, why am I Draymond not playing tonight? But nah, they got Durant, they got Curry, they'll be okay. Giannis and them look good, but the Warriors have been great so far this season. And some kept saying, man, without Draymond, that Warrior team is different.
Well, that's the sure thing. Enough, they didn't have Kevin Durant when they lost Draymond Green in that finals,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, you're right.
They're a different Warriors team now. And I even thought, listen, in a prolonged series over a prolonged period of time, without having Draymond Green, I think it would really hurt the Golden State Warriors. He's that guy. They're all a bunch of finesse guys. He's the guy that, like Strawberry, Jackson.
And now
when Reggie Jackson say I'm
the straw that stirs the drink.
Draymond Green.
Exactly.
But I thought that they were sort of more well-suited to absorb this without him. But listen, the Milwaukee Bucks are a really good young team. They got kind of embarrassed, but they went into Portland and they got punched in the mouth the other night. You know when teams play the Golden State Warriors, they're going to bring their A game, right? Like the Warriors have that target on their back, and Milwaukee were just in a zone. And the NBA is a superstar-driven sport. And last night, the Greek Freak was the best player on the court.
Yeah, he was last night.
They had no option for him inside.
They couldn't stop him. They got
too athletic.
They were all over the boards last night. They got all the rebounds. That obviously being a part of not having.
I'll tell you though, Corey, the Eastern Conference isn't like the Eastern Conference of yesteryear.
How many good teams in the Eastern Conference, Gabe? Two.
No, there's more than two now. Like there's star players in Eastern Conference.
Toronto, Boston, Milwaukee.
Philadelphia is a dangerous team. They're flaky.
I don't think so.
I don't even like Philadelphia.
Philadelphia is a.
They have
a great city and a great team and a great
second round base. Second round exit in the playoffs for the 76ers.
To me, Philadelphia needs a new coach.
Yeah, I
and
can
they
see
need
that.
A tweak, like a trade. I don't think the chemistry is great there, but they're a dangerous team, dude.
They can't beat the top teams in the East. They can't beat Toronto.
The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only place to go for 24/7 fantasy sports advice. Once you download the FNTSY Sports Radio app, you'll get the most accurate experts and most entertaining programming in the fantasy sports world. Listen to great shows like Fantasy Football Frenzy.
There you go right there, Goon Squad.
Game Time Decisions.
Good teams win, great teams cover.
Fantasy Freestyle.
You know what it is.
And plenty more. Download the FNTSY Sports Radio app on your iPhone and Android devices now and take the best fantasy sports talk wherever life leads you.
All right, Football Friday, Fantasy Sports on Radio Network.
Yep. Right quick, a little bit of fantasy football news. If your league is on Yahoo and you, like, desperate for running back help, you can now play Cordarrelle Patterson at running back on Yahoo leagues. New England Patriot wide receiver who's been lined up in the backfield the past couple of weeks. He has running back eligibility. Listen, it's not a great play, But if you're in dire straits at running back, and if Michelle is out this weekend, you can play Cordero Patterson. You could pick
Michelle Serpico out
and playing him at running back. No, Serpico's here.
But you said out this weekend.
I said Serpico's out this weekend.
You said yeah. Michelle's out this weekend.
Sony, no, Sony Michelle.
All right, all right.
Sony Michelle, not Michelle. Not Michelle Serpico.
Okay, yeah.
Michelle Serpico is off the market.
Yeah, in fantasy football, you always love the added value. Remember, yeah, exactly. That was Montgomery's deal last year.
In Montgomery.
People loved it. You could slot him at wide receiver or running back.
And back in the day, Marquise, something that you play for Saints. Big wide receiver from Hofstra that played for Saints.
Oh, yeah.
He had tight end eligibility. His
Colston.
Huh?
Was not Marquise Colston?
Yeah, Colston. Marquise Colston.
He had tight end?
He had tight end eligibility his rookie season.
Yeah, we'll get into a little DFS actually a little bit later on. I was running some optimizers and getting a head start on the Millionaire Maker lineups, and looks like the Chargers actually are the way to go. With Melvin Gordon, Phillip Rivers, Keenan Allen taking on the Raiders. You know, everyone talks about Todd Gurley, but Melvin Gordon's having almost every bit as good of a year, and he's cheaper too. It's amazing. You look at the projections for this weekend, and Gurley's supposed to put up 28 fantasy points. Yeah, you know, and Gordon's going to put up 27.
Yeah, no, Melvin Gordon's having a hell of a year. Running backs in Anthony Lynn's system, you being a Buffalo Bill fan, you know that.
Well, he was a running back coach.
Yeah, now
that's his background.
That's his background. His running backs do well. His running backs generally tend to lead. Anthony Lynn rushing attacks generally tend to lead the NFL in rushing.
All right, so let's take a look at some of these games. So Ted Savransky is going to join us in about an hour's time.
Teddy Covers.
Always goes by so quick. We have Teddy on the show.
We got to do two segments with Teddy.
We'll jump in. Yeah, he's a busy man.
Oh, my bad, Teddy.
You're going to jump in. We'll jump in on some college football. We got some games tonight. We'll take a look at the college card, but we'll focus more on the NFL. But we talked about this last week. The books had their best week. The books got crushed. The public had their best weekend in years. The books lost between $7 and $10 million. Boo-hoo, who cares? The books win all the time. It's like we're supposed to feel sorry for them.
No, nobody don't feel sorry for the book.
But They've definitely adjusted the numbers this week, all right? So you got the Kansas City Chiefs laying 16.5 points to the visiting Arizona Cardinals. And the total is 49.5. I tend, you know, this is a tough game. I'm going to stay away from this game. I'm not laying 16.5 points, and I'm not taking 16.5
points.
Could
you lay 10.5?
No, I wouldn't put them in a teaser either, just out of it's not what I do. But
yeah, I feel you.
They probably do win like 38-3 or something.
I'm not going to bet it at 16.5. I mean, the Cardinals are professionals.
Barely.
Yeah, but they are professionals.
Barely. Thing is, Kansas City.
Where's that? That game is in Arizona?
No, it's in Kansas City.
Oh, boy.
That's why it's 16.5.
That might get ugly.
Yeah. It's up to Kansas City. They can name their score, right? You know, I just don't have a good feel for this game. I don't like this game at 49.5.
Arizona can't move the ball. Maybe a little bit better now with Leftwich back and get more David Johnson involved.
They've shown a little bit, but it's going to be.
They stink, son.
You're in colder weather. You're in the Midwest. You're a West Coast team.
That joint going to be jumping. They might quit early.
Yeah, I wouldn't be taking it.
You know what?
I'm going to pass it.
On one ticket, I might lay the 16.5, get exotic with it.
Yeah, I'm just
with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to get jiggy with it.
He's going to get, okay.
The exotics.
That was a funny way to put it.
Atlanta Falcons are laying 6 right now in Cleveland. The total is 51. You get the feeling there'll be some points put up on the board in this football game. Everybody's back on the Atlanta Falcon bandwagon right now, and the Cleveland Browns are the Cleveland Browns. They're in a state of, you know,
Cleveland.
They're in a downward spiral here.
They've been in a downward spiral for a decade.
After Hugh Jackson gone and then Greg Williams takes over, interim coaches don't do well. It's very, very rare, guys. If you look at, you know, coaches that take over, Greg Williams knows he's not going to be the coach of this team. So, you know, he's showing up. He's going to do what he can do. But it's not like, oh, man, I'm coaching for my job and there's an enthusiasm gap here. They're going to have to find a big-time coach, a younger coach, to come in and work with Baker Mayfield. And Greg Williams isn't that guy. So it's hard for the Cleveland Browns to show up with enthusiasm. I can't lay 6 here, though. Here's another game.
I agree.
Didn't make my best bets. Atlanta probably win, but I'm not laying 6 points. And if I had to bet the game, I would go over the number.
I like the over on that one. I also would not lay the 6 points. Atlanta did come back, look strong last week. Expect them to be able to run the ball well. They are on the road, laying that 6 on the road. I can see a backdoor cover by the Cleveland Browns, so I would not lay it.
I was planning on going to see the Buffalo Bills and the New York Jets, but
guys, don't waste your money.
And I realized, like, you know, I might not have the biggest self-esteem, but do I hate myself that much that I want to expose myself? I was actually thinking about it. What's crazy, though, is just I'm there almost every day, or at least every couple of days. So I pass the stadium. I'm right there.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's really, you know, out of my way.
No, it's on the way.
And I could just say, well, that's a lost season. I'll just go to enjoy the game. But I really won't enjoy the game. I'll just get mad. The only reason I want to go to this Buffalo Bill and Jet game on Sunday is I want to go yell at the Bills.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. Like, I know tickets.
You want to go to the game to yell at the players.
Yeah, like, the tickets are very cheap. It's the Bills and the Jets.
Yeah.
I want to get a ticket, like, right behind the Bills bench.
Yeah.
And just tell them how much they disappoint me.
Yeah.
Like, for 3 hours, Michelle. Yeah. Just, you know. Just,
oh, you guys stink.
Just say, you suck. You know, you stink. I don't even really blame the players. It's up to the GM. I'd have a problem with McDermott. Yeah, I just get mad going to the game. Plus, I'll end up getting really drunk.
Yeah.
And I'll just be in a bad mood after.
And over for 2 days because you said your hangovers last longer now, right?
And then not only that, the Jet fans might be like, oh, my God, what's wrong with him? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no Jet fans.
That's true, too. They got Frank. They got Frank.
Besides
Stanford.
Frank and Fireman Ed, I don't know. Like, yeah, they're the only two Jet fans in the city.
Yeah.
You know what, though? It was funny. The Jet fans started to, oh, I'm kind of a Jet fan earlier in the year. Now they're three. No,
I'm a Seahawk fan.
Like, I noticed even like the stores over at Modell's on the corner.
Very little Jet paraphernalia.
Yeah. Like, they used to have like a Joe Namath jersey.
Merchandise.
Yeah. And they'll have like, you really like the word paraphernalia.
My bad.
Stuck on it.
Why well, can't you say paraphernalia? Yeah, you're right. You're just, with paraphernalia.
I'm just assuming that, yeah, you think of paraphernalia, and there's another word.
Yeah, it's another kind of paraphernalia, too. We won't get into that, though.
Yeah. All right, so.
Don't go to the Bills and Jets, and don't bet on that game.
Nah, and, you know, with this game, too, I know a lot of people, we've talked to a lot of gamblers throughout the week on the various shows that we do. And we'll start bringing more handicappers on this show moving forward. But everyone sort of likes the Jets here. It feels as though the Jets are a better football team with McCown at quarterback. I think their offense will be more efficient with McCown than it was with Sam Darnold. Yet the Buffalo Bills are a strange team. Like, their defense doesn't suck. They were in a really bad spot last week playing against the Chicago Bears after that draining Monday night game, short week. In which they laid it all on the line and it still wasn't good enough. It's a division game. I don't know who's starting quarterback for the Buffalo Bills. That's what this comes down to. If it's Nate Peterman, then the spread should be 17. But they're saying, I don't understand the Bills. Derek Anderson's in concussion protocol. And Josh Allen, they say Josh Allen might play in this game, but Josh Allen isn't healthy enough to practice fully. So why the hell would you take the 7th overall pick in the draft, your first round pick when you're a 2-win football team, and force your quarterback out onto the field in a meaningless freaking football game against a meaningless team in the New York Jets who are also playing a meaningless game? It's just stupid. The Bills organization is stupid. That's why I wanted to go to the game, to tell you guys that you're stupid. But I'm not stupid enough to pay for your crap. Detroit Lions and the Chicago Bears. Now we got a game that I'm going to take. Give me the Detroit Lions +7. This line is whack. The Chicago Bears should be 7-point favorites against the Lions. You know, Matt Stafford is 9-1 the last 10 games against the Chicago Bears. The Lions own the Bears. And now we're getting 7 points. Give me the Detroit Lions.
Different teams, different scenarios, different situations, but I would lay the 7 with the... I would not lay the 7 with the Chicago Bears. The Chicago Bears are not 7 points better than anybody. They were 7 points better than the Bills. Other than that, they're not 7 points better than anybody.
I see Frank Mack in the chat saying, I can see Morenci getting banned from every stadium in the New York area. I'm good, man. I'm good at the Meadowlands. For now.
The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only place to go for 24/7 fantasy sports advice. Once you download the FNTSY Sports Radio app, you'll get the most accurate experts and most entertaining programming in the fantasy sports world. Listen to great shows like Fantasy Football Frenzy.
There you go right there, Goon Squad.
Game Time Decisions.
Good teams win, great teams cover.
Fantasy Freestyle. You know what it is. And plenty more. Boom! Download the FNTSY Sports Radio app on your iPhone and Android devices now and take the best fantasy sports talk wherever life leads you.
You are listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I am Gabriel Morenci. Lovely Michelle Serpico in the house.
Good
not
morning.
So lovely.
Not so lovely.
Corey Parson in the house.
I think I'm lovely. Jordy that came to the crib last night thought I was lovely. She felt lovely when she left.
I'm going to be honest. I wonder if that's actually the case, Michelle. Knowing how delusional Corey is.
I wonder if anyone has ever actually been like, he's a lovely guy. I wonder if anyone's
I think it's like an episode of The Twilight Zone where, like, Corey's insane. Like, he's at home talking to a fictional woman. I mean, look, the guy's grabbing, like, he's grabbing ass on TV screen.
On the screen, yeah.
So, like, when Corey says that a lady came over, he means that he was watching TV and there was a woman on TV. Like, in the living room.
there we go.
Corey's like, I was out with some ladies and me and Joe. You have to tell Corey, you weren't out with Joe Lisi last night. It's in your head.
Oh my God, that picture never gets old.
I love that. I love that picture.
I wish we could find those girls in real life and
interview them.
Yeah.
I wish we could find them in real life too.
My favorite is just, you can just tell, like, the tall brunette here just has a look like, dear God, why is this guy talking for so long?
Yeah.
And the shorter
other girl's
one,
like, all right, are you going to get me a drink?
The shorter
and then the
one
other girl's
just has
like,
that
oh,
look.
What time are we going to Marquee?
Yeah. Like, they're you know, they were paid to be there though.
Yeah. Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're not. They weren't hookers.
Oh, I thought you meant like, I was like, oh, wow, you're putting your boy on blast.
Yeah. Like, what are you saying? Yeah, that we're saying, assuming that he hired the lady.
Yeah, hire them for, you know.
No, Joe Lisi wouldn't. Not a God-fearing
man. I'm not saying there's anything wrong.
I don't know him, so yeah.
Not a God.
I don't judge people.
Not a God-fearing man like Joe Lisi.
Yeah.
No, they were hostesses at the event in Las Vegas.
Okay.
So, long story short, they were basically forced to talk to. Forced to talk to Joe Lisi and the imaginary Corey.
I like Joe Lisi's suit he's wearing there.
Joe Lisi be fresh. Joe Lisi come in this joint every Saturday, got them nice sport coat on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Joe spends all of his money on clothes. I think that's
and double digit parlays.
Once in a while he gets one of those double digit upsets. All right, so let's continue taking a look at these NFL football games. And as I was stating, I like the Detroit Lions plus the points. And, you know, part of me, I don't like the Lions. I don't like Matt Patricia. I didn't think Jim Caldwell should have been fired.
I agree.
And if you look, the Detroit Lions are actually a worse football team right now. Like, they're not better now than they were with Jim Caldwell. Jim Caldwell was not the reason the Detroit Lions didn't win a Super Bowl. Like, for the record, the Detroit Lions have never been to a Super Bowl, right? How many, like, playoff games have they won in their franchise history? Very, very few.
Maybe they beat DC once.
They beat you guys once.
When?
Like 1992-ish.
Yeah, they did. That was the year before the Cowboy Dynasty started. They have a playoff
38-6.
Emmitt Smith first season.
Yeah, you're right. Like, it was Aikman and those guys were still young. Wayne Fonts was there.
Yeah, Wayne Fonts. I remember that.
Barry Sanders.
They beat DC. They beat Dallas. I don't remember. They might be the only two playoff wins they have.
I think, wasn't that the year that they beat Dallas and then did Detroit get absolutely, like, murdered by Philadelphia the next week?
It was either Philadelphia or the Bears.
I think it was Philly. It was like 60 to something. Like, they got beat them smacked down, in a playoff game. I remember that. And you know what? I told a story the other night, Corey. That's the first time I ever bet a second half.
Oh, really?
Second half bets didn't exist before in the old days. Like, that was like the year second half betting was invented.
Right quick, Detroit Lion playoff history.
Who was the quarterback for the Cowboys that day? Was it Aikman?
Aikman.
I think it was like, wasn't it right before Aikman?
Steve Berline started the game, and Aikman took over in the second half. This was Aikman had broke his leg early in the season, and this was Aikman's, and that playoff game was Aikman's first game back. Well, they were contemplating playing Aikman.
Interesting.
Berline got the start, and Aikman came in at halftime.
Watch that game at a sports bar, Champs, in Montreal, actually.
Nice. Yeah, so nice.
What year was it?
99, they beat DC, and then they lost. Well, God, they don't lose. They don't do nothing but lose.
No, they're the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, they beat Dallas 38-6.
And what year was that?
That was 91. The next week, Washington beat them 41-10.
Oh, it's Washington the next week, huh? Didn't they get killed by Philly in their playoff history? You seen that?
Philadelphia in 1995, Philadelphia beat them 58-37.
58-37, I remember. That was Scott Mitchell, I believe. So anyways, as
their last playoff win was 1992.
Wow.
Cowboys, Corey, you know, Cowboys, you guys are sort of in that mix with the Buffalo Bills.
Relax, Gabe.
When's your last playoff win?
Relax, Gabe. Dallas Cowboys had a bye.
Just asking.
In 2014, they
had a bye.
You
guys have had a lot of playoff byes over the last 20 years.
In 2016, they had a bye. So if you I consider a bye a win.
No, that is true. They had
a bye is not a win.
What do you mean you consider a bye a win?
If you have a bye into the divisional round, if you don't play in the wild card round, that first week,
you handle this,
that first week is a win.
First week is a win. How can you say that was
because you've already been so good.
You haven't even been out there
before. You've already been so good.
Give credit, that's like a weak win because you advanced.
Because you advanced. Exactly. You advanced. You advanced. You advanced past wild card weekend. So that's 2016 and 2014. Bam.
That's no. That doesn't
now
work.
We're getting
what do you mean no?
Now we're almost getting into the insanity.
You're out there playing, performing, you know, in order
if
to.
They, so, Corey, more or less, by having the bye, the NFL is saying if you were so good, we knew you would win this week, so you didn't have to play.
No. Yeah, but then you lost.
That's not what they're saying.
The next week, game, Dez Bryant. Right? One game, Dez Bryant caught it. And then the next game, Aaron Rodgers led a tremendous drive at the end of a game. It happened.
You know what? I am definitive. We joke around a lot about Corey, but I am definitive.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but he's going to be one of those old men that like saying crazy things.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And everyone's going to
go, the President of the United States was knocking on my door last night. And like, people are going to be looking, all right, Grandpa. All right, Grandpa. Corey, you're going to be sitting there drinking a beer on your porch. Damn government came to get me spies last night.
Yes.
Yeah, like people are going to just stick it, you know.
Oh, his is going
like
to be worse.
Yeah, when his kid's like boyfriend, like I see like the dog, listen, my dad kind of say some crazy things here.
He's going to tell you he used to be the mayor of Harlem. Yeah. It's real weird.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. He's going to tell you that, you know, he's...
The Booty Grabbers didn't win the World Series in 2018.
He's going to tell you the Dallas Cowboys won the Super Bowl 4 years in a row. Cowboys four-time champions in a row. What are you talking about? I think it's almost like medication time. Like, you're not quite Chappelle in the KKK skit yet.
No, but I'm serious, though. A bye week in the playoffs.
No, it's not. You don't get credit for having a bye week. Right, that's not a win. So and in fact, it's a more embarrassing loss if you don't you think.
Last two
you had a bye week and you lost.
Yeah, absolutely.
Last two Cowboy home field playoff advantage. Wins came against the Philadelphia Eagles and the... Oh, boy. Philadelphia Eagles and... Not the Vikings.
I like it, though. I like your style.
Oh, and the Lions. The Eagles and the Lions, the last two playoff wins of the Cowboys.
I like your style. So I guess they should hang a banner.
No, they shouldn't.
Bye week
speaking
champions.
Speaking of Dallas Cowboys, right quick. Something I wanted to say about the Dallas Cowboys and Darren Epness right now.
I think they might be able to cover.
You know why Dak Prescott is struggling?
Scott Linehan.
No, because Tony Romo is not in the quarterback room right now. 2 years ago, Dak Prescott was phenomenal. Romo was in that quarterback room.
I can't.
Romo's a great teacher.
You're right. Romo's a good teammate to him. You're right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I can't take
not
that
not having Romo in that quarterback room is hurting Dak.
You know also who they miss, and it sounds, I don't know, no one really brought it up just because he's so annoying in the booth that people talk about in the booth, but they miss Jason Witten on the field.
Exactly.
Like it's like they never replaced him. They even have a tight end?
No, they
you know what I mean? Like the Cowboys for committee. Years. You know, and who was the dude in the old days?
Jay Novacek.
Novacek, yeah.
Jay Novacek, Jackie Smith.
Jackie Smith dropped the pass in the Super Bowl. Yeah, but Jay Novacek.
They had to beat Pittsburgh.
From Novacek, you're right, could have been another Super Bowl to add it to the trophy case. But from Novacek into the Witten sort of, really, for the last 20-plus years, the Cowboys have had a big, reliable tight end to throw the ball to.
They don't have one now.
Now they don't even have a tight end.
The goal last year was to get Dallas Goedert. Philadelphia made that move, though.
You know what? There's been so many other like good tight ends on the board, but this goes to the Cowboys not planning things.
The rumor is that Jason Witten would treat other tight ends so poorly that they wanted to get out of Dallas to get away from Witten. Martellus Bennett was there. Witten ran him. Who else?
Oh, you're right. Yeah, Bennett was there. They had a secondary option.
Yeah, and there was somebody else that was there, too, and Witten ran him out of town,
at least, like, draft a kid to, you know, sort of like they did with the kid from Boise, the Vandenash.
To replace Sean Lee. Yeah, exactly.
You know?
I think tight end will be something. It's amazing, though.
So you're saying Witten wasn't a good teammate.
Was not a good teammate. Well, he wasn't good to the other tight ends. Other tight ends on that team hated Jason Witten.
Sort of like Flacco or Lamar Jackson.
Exactly. Right? That type of deal right there.
Flacco is like, dude, I'm not your friend. You're trying to take my job.
Yeah. Can you imagine if Gabe treated me like that? Like, you're going to sit over there in the corner, and I'll call on you every 28th minute of the hour. Yeah.
And if you're wide open, I'm not throwing it to you. Like, Flacco basically is like, Flacco's like, yeah, I saw him, but man, I ain't throwing it to him. Flacco, you're just a jerk, bro.
Yeah.
Doug Flutie was like that.
Oh, really?
Doug Flutie. They asked Doug Flutie to help out Rob Johnson, and that did not go well.
All right, no part of that. Go ahead.
We were talking about. I'm back to this with Jim Caldwell. Jim Caldwell got screwed. The Ford family that owns the Detroit Lions, they've been useless owners over the years. And it's another thing that bothers me about football too, and the announcers. You ever notice every owner is Mr. This or Mrs. That? Every owner's done a great job. Oh, and there's this Mrs. Ford, patron of the Ford family. She's done a great job with the Detroit Lions. No. She might be my nice lady. She might own Ford Motors. She's done a horrible job. Like every owner, same thing with college football. He's done a great job with the program, Chuck. They're 1-9. He has not done a good job in the program.
They haven't made a bowl game.
And he's
going to
get fired.
He's
also corrupt. You know, it's like, oh, there's Mr. Kraft, and what a great guy. Yeah, I know. He's a great guy. He's a great man.
Yeah.
They're all lowlifes, right? They're scumbags. You know, when Hurricane Katrina, my buddy was on the New Orleans Saints, Tom Benson told them, this is great news that we can finally get out of this dump, and we're moving to San Antonio. He told the players on the Saints, look for property in San Antonio. We're going to San Antonio. Then, of course, Tom Benson loves New Orleans.
Drew Brees.
Helped the city.
Yeah.
I don't want to throw Brees under the bus, but Brees wasn't opposed to going back to Texas either. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying if you know what I'm saying.
The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only place to go for 24/7 fantasy sports advice. Once you download the FNTSY Sports Radio app, you'll get the most accurate experts and most entertaining programming in the fantasy sports world. Listen to great shows like Fantasy Football Frenzy.
There you go right there, Goon Squad.
Game Time Decisions.
Good teams win, great teams cover.
Fantasy Freestyle.
You know what it is.
And plenty more.
Boo!
Download the FNTSY Sports Radio app on your iPhone and Android devices now and take the best fantasy sports talk wherever life leads you.
Halfway through the NFL season, DailyRoto.com's NFL Optimizer has already produced millions in winnings for its subscribers, including multiple winners in the hundreds of thousands and a $1 million winner. And with the NBA in full swing, the DailyRoto.com NBA Lineup Optimizer is now available, and subscribers are crushing it on a nightly basis there. If you're hooked, you can now buy the DailyRoto.com Elite Package, giving you access year-round to the suite of successful tools and projections that DailyRoto.com subscribers have been using to print money in NFL, NBA, NHL, MLB, and PGA Daily Fantasy. When you sign up for the Elite Package, you get the new NFL betting tools they just rolled out. Head on over to DailyRoto.com, click on Go Premium, and check out what the Elite Package has to offer. Back to you guys.
Phillip Rivers a lot this week. One of the quarterbacks that they like. Don't forget the Chargers take on the Raiders this week. They're laying 10 points. I am Gabriel Morenci. It's Football Friday.
Hi, Michelle.
Michelle Serpico in the house.
Looking at something.
You all right? Oh, what's going on
Michelle?
No, I was looking at the news. It was about the shooter in California.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. TVC. I get distracted sometimes.
Yeah, I know. You look up, there's always breaking news.
Yeah.
See, the Trump and Michelle Obama have a feud going on right now, evidently.
I don't care about politics really that much.
Is
that
question?
I try not to pay attention to it. Yeah.
Listen, son, you're talking about one of the greatest human beings ever walked the face of the earth. So.
who, Donald Trump?
No.
The Honorable Donald J. Trump?
No, the other person. So I can't do nothing about that. You know what I'm saying? I do not want this chat to turn against me this morning.
Yeah. No, well, that's too late. All right, so we're talking quickly. I don't want to focus. Seems like we have a lot of Lion fans tuning in, actually. So shout out Detroit.
Like Lion fans is coming for me in the chat. You're the Detroit
Lions. Oh, are the Lion
Lions
fans coming for you?
You don't win ever. They don't ever win.
Neither do you.
They don't ever win. The Dallas Cowboys have 5 Super Bowls, Gabe.
Dude, you're like
five
Michael Irvin. Stop
World
with the pass.
Championships. The Detroit Lions have 2 playoff wins since y'all was born.
Yeah, but one of them was against you.
No, it wasn't. Oh, that one in 91. That one in 91. The Lions beat the Cowboys in 92. The Cowboys won the Super Bowl in 93 and 94.
Yeah, and the other time.
Thank you. We graduated.
The other time that you played the Detroit Lions, you stole the game.
And the next
they
week.
They got screwed over.
And the next week.
They got screwed over.
And the next week, we got a game stolen from us. So it's vice versa.
You're right. I'm not going to deny that. But the Detroit Lions are still wrong.
And so were we. Dez caught that.
Long story short, Jim Caldwell shouldn't have gotten fired. Matt Patricia is an idiot. And I like the Detroit Lions plus the 7 points still.
Thank you, dear. No, I give me the Lions plus the 7-2. The Chicago Bears are not good
to the
good
point
enough.
Where, like, they don't want to see Corey, freaking out like they're in the show. They're covering. Corey starts talking. And Corey's like, what are you putting the cover? In the blinds?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Can we get a camera shot? We can't get that. But basically, we're closing the blinds.
All right, so peep this, right? I say this all the time.
The Detroit Lions are covered enough.
The Lions are not. I mean, yeah, the Lions are going to cover the number. The Bears are not good enough to lay 7 points to anybody, especially not a division game.
But Jim Caldwell was a 9-win coach.
The Bears do it with smoke
coach.
And mirrors.
He was a good coach. The players loved him. When was the last time the Detroit Lions spent money? Like you said, they're shaking things up and brought somebody in. They don't spend money.
If I'm not mistaken,
it wasn't Jim Caldwell's fault.
If I'm not mistaken, I think it's Mr. Sussman got a homeboy, someone that's a Lions fan. And the Lions fans kind of felt like, well, we weren't going to get to a championship
the next
with Caldwell.
Level. Yeah.
Yeah. You're not going to get there with Patricia. You're going backwards now.
They're not even
going
to get to 8-8 with Patricia now.
Thank you.
The players don't like him. You know, who likes Map? No one. Who would like that guy? No one likes him. Watch your posture. You shave your beard.
Yeah, and it looked like Stafford's going in the wrong direction all of a sudden.
I think Stafford's just mailing it in now.
Probably so, right?
I think he's sort of beaten
down. He's got plenty of money. He's good, yeah.
Like, you know, earlier in the year, even.
Did Matthew Stafford win the Heisman Trophy?
No. Okay. Remember when they played, I don't believe so. Remember when they played, he was the number one pick, though. Remember when they played, it was the first game they played the Jets. And the year, and they got
Jets
blown up.
Blew him out, yeah.
So they asked Stafford, they said, so you have a new coach, and. Normally, they'll lie and say, yeah, we're excited for the opportunity and, you know, a new coach, new attitude. Stafford was like, yeah, we'll see. But, you know, about the new coach. Like, you could tell Stafford's not on the same page with Patricia.
No,
At all. And then they say, well, Patricia.
Caldwell was Stafford's boy.
Yeah, they got along well.
Yeah, uh-huh.
The players love Caldwell. Am I saying that Caldwell was Vince Lombardi? No. He's better than Matt Patricia.
He didn't deserve what happened to
him. No, he was made out to be a scapegoat.
Exactly.
Lions are plus 7. No, give me the Detroit Lions plus the points in this game. Matt Stafford.
I like the under in this game, too.
Matt Stafford, 9-1 in his career, straight up against the Chicago Bears. We'll get back to the NFL picks. Michelle Serpico. What's up, Michelle?
Oh, what's up? So I didn't even know that Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle were expecting a child, but they had their baby yesterday.
Listen, this is not that Gabrielle Union, I'm glad you brought this up. Gabrielle Union's been trying to, and I don't want to speak out of term about a woman I don't know, but from what I know, from people that I know the situation, Gabrielle Union's been trying to have a baby for years now, and she's never been able to get lucky. That child that they had yesterday was by a surrogate.
Oh, so yes. That's why.
Gabrielle Union did not have that baby. Someone carried that baby for them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know what she does after Dwayne Wade has a big game?
Toss salad.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's I can't help it when I hear Gabriel Union. I'm just thinking, well.
Yeah. Honey, I'm home. Yeah.
You know, people tuning in are like, well, what does she do?
She's got to be close to 50.
Maybe that's why she couldn't have a baby.
No, I think she's been trying to have a baby for years. And
we said about Derek Lewis. It was last week. Derek Lewis.
Yeah,
his wife said, what do you eat
when
it's fight week?
Right,
what do you eat?
My wife's, yeah.
And he goes, well, if my wife's around, I eat
her. Well, not like that. But yeah, her, you know what I'm trying to say. Her rectum. Yeah. I never got the concept of a surrogate before. Somebody had to break it down for me yesterday.
I thought you were going to go, you never got the concept of the.
I thought he was, too. I thought he was going to say that.
No, I never got that concept either.
All right. Since we're not on serious right now, let's move forward.
Yeah.
So anyway, they posted it. Dwayne Wade posted it on his thing. He said on his Instagram, he said, when I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes and something without warning, love bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you and then the world's all right with me.
Yeah, blah, 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 Dwayne, whatever. You're having a kid here, Rich. These people, like, you know, I get it. Like, you know, look at me. I have a baby. That's one of my deals, man. And I like kids. I really do.
Yeah.
But I got a problem with, like, parents.
All right.
I got a problem with parents, like, walking down the street with their carriages and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, they think they're like a Brinks truck. Like, get out of my way. Yeah. I've got a kid. It's like, good for you. You didn't wear a condom, and now I've got to, like, walk and get hit by a truck.
Yeah, exactly.
I got into it with a mother. It makes me a bad person, too. And I lost money when I got to Vegas after because I sort of am a bad person. Whatever. I had a few too many drinks on a plane. I was going to Vegas.
Yeah.
And I got into it with, like, a mother who had her kids. So when we landed,
like, I'd be like, mother, like, why are you bringing your kids to Vegas?
Get this. It was the late night.
Yeah.
It was the late night party flight.
It was the red.
We landed in Vegas at like midnight Vegas time.
If you were a good parent, you would have not booked your flight then.
Yeah, when we landed, she goes, thank God we've landed. She goes, I can't take another second of your language.
Like, lady, what you think you were getting yourself into?
She said, I'm with my children. She goes, I'm with my children here. And I said, first off, I nearly lost it, but I remember I was on a plane. I said, your children are like a couple of rows up and they're wearing headphones. I said, secondly, what kind of mother brings their kids on a late night flight to Vegas?
I agree with you.
And then thirdly, this is where it was kind of a dumb thing I said to her and I still kind of regret it. I said, thirdly, I didn't complain about your stupid looking pants. She had like these like yoga pants, like with sort of a flower pattern.
Yeah.
It was a dumb thing to say. She had these pants. I said, I didn't complain about your stupid looking pants.
Right.
And she said, what did you say? I said, your pants are ugly.
Oh my God.
And then her husband got up.
Excuse me, sir.
And her husband got up and I was like, I said, you have a problem? I said, do you have a problem too? And she said something about me being the worst person she's ever met or something. And I told her, you know, whatever.
That was like a similar situation I was in the other day, actually, with Bones' wife when we were going up to
Taylor Stevens was there. And she got all mad at me because she goes, did you just tell this lady that she has ugly pants on?
Yeah.
Like somehow that was a jab. Sorry, Michelle,
So anyway, so we were on the subway and then, you know, so this lady walks on, it's a packed subway, it's the marathon. So it's, you know, 60th and Central, and she walks on and she's just like mad. First, I don't know where she was from, but she's like, ugh, Americans. Like she was mad because I guess the subway was packed and she had her two kids with her. Lady, if you care so much about kids being around your kid, take a freaking taxi or an Uber.
There you go.
If you're mom of the year, don't bring your kids on a busy subway. What are you mad about that there's kids on the subway?
Yeah, tomorrow,
and go back wherever you're from then.
American.
Don't say American.
Let me ask you that, Michelle. What do you think of this? Because
I'd have tripped her.
Oh, I almost did.
Guys,
and
this
I
was
said
a
that
big.
Her, I'm like, what is she mad that she's on a packed subway when the marathon's going on?
This was a big debate in Toronto last year, actually. 2 years ago during the playoffs when the Blue Jays still were good. 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Blue Jays are in the playoffs.
Oh, the bat flip. Bautista bat flip.
Yeah. The games are lit in Toronto in the playoffs.
I can imagine so.
So there was a bad call. People in Toronto were kind of nut jobs.
They were throwing stuff on the
field.
They threw
beer cans at the field.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
There was a Blue Jay fan in the front row above the dugout with her baby. Bam. The beer hit the mother in the face.
Oh, my God.
And then the beer can didn't smash the baby, but the beer hit the mother, and then the beer spilled all over the baby.
Yeah.
And it was a big deal. Like, it was in the paper, and you've gone too far, Toronto. Like, Toronto's a crazy city. It's, like, crazier than New York. Like, people kidnap dogs, and, like, Toronto's nuts. Like, people, like, kidnap dogs for ransom and stuff. So, basically, it was like, you know, we've gone too far, Toronto.
Uh-huh.
You're throwing beers at babies now.
Oh, God.
And our stance, a lot of people's stance was, who brings a baby
to a playoff
baseball game in the front row above the dugout? And we should note, the game before was like a bench-clearing brawl.
It was.
You know, people
that
in Toronto
series
have been
was
throwing
wild.
Things on the field the whole series.
That series was against the Astros?
The Rangers.
The Rangers, yes. That series was
they
wild.
They hate each other.
That series was wild. I remember that series.
Yeah, people throw things all the time. I got hit in the face with a magnet once at a Blue Jay game.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, a fridge magnet, like the big thing. And the people were throwing them like Frisbees at the field, at the Red Sox.
Good for them.
Wow.
Dude, they hit Andrew Jones with a beer in the playoffs a couple of years ago. Like, they're nuts in Toronto.
Yeah.
People in Toronto can't handle their booze.
So, but people say that Canadians are nice, but when it
they're
comes
not
to their,
nice.
When it comes to their sports teams, they go over the top.
I'll tell you guys right now, the biggest... You know, the biggest scam after the fact that Stevie Wonder is blind, he can see, is the fact that Canadians are nice people. They're not. Look at me. I'm Canadian. Do I appear nice?
I think Canadians are
nice. Do I appear nice? I'm not nice. And I'm one of the nicer ones. Canadians are not nice. They're polite. Canadians will, like, hold a door for you, but they'll still, like, stab you.
Yeah, hold the really? Door and
like,
stab
you know, people
you in the
get
back.
Shot in Toronto, like, six times a day.
I didn't know. I thought Toronto was, like, really nice.
It is
sure,
a nice
city,
but
it probably got a
nice.
Hood.
Oh.
Where's well, the every, hood at? Where's the trap at in Toronto? Where's the
Jane and Finch.
Jane and Finch, that's the trap in Toronto?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, like, they'll come after you.
Really? You got rude boys up that joint,
like,
right?
You know, they'll be like, screw you, old man.
I'm like, what? Well,
like, they robbed Drake up there. Drake went back to try to be cool in the hood and stuff.
Yeah.
They robbed him.
They got him.
Yeah,
they did?
Yeah.
I can't
kind
see
of a jerk
him, like,
move.
Fighting.
Like, he's
no,
trying
but
to be,
I feel like he could not fight for
he's
anything.
He's trying to be cool, like, and go back and hang out.
Yeah, no.
But,
yeah.
Like, they're
they
like,
basically
no,
took all of his jewelry
and
said, give us everything that you have in your pocket right now.
Yeah, they got rude boys up that joint. They don't, play. Yeah, uh-huh.
You've got, like, Somalians in Canada, too. A lot of Haitian gangs.
Yeah, uh-huh.
They don't care, Corey. These kids have grown up, like, they've seen, like, people get stabbed with machetes when they were 6 years old.
So
they're not, like, and they don't fear, like, they don't fear mobsters' names or anything like that.
Yeah.
It was actually a problem on the East Coast. Because the mob had an establishment, but you had a bunch of crazy kids showing up from different places. You could say, oh, yeah, I'm with the Gambinos.
Yeah.
They don't know who the Gambino
is.
They don't care.
Yep.
All they know is, you know what? I've got a knife in my pocket. I'm going to use it to stab you right now.
Yeah, I shank you, Mr. Gambino.
Not that we're saying that, of course. No, no.
Oh, I would never.
No, no. You see one of the jurors at the El Chapo trial started breaking down in tears?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, they're like, you were selected. She just started, like, crying in front of everyone.
Why?
Because she's a juror on the El Chapo trial.
She's going to get killed?
Unless she gives the right verdict.
If you're someone that needs fantasy sports advice every day, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network has you covered. When you download the FNTSY Sports Radio Network app, you get the top fantasy advice every single day right through the weekend. Be sure to listen to our weekend warriors like College Football Today.
Welcome to College Football Today.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
They call me the Fantasy Jesus.
In this league,
it is never short of exciting at ITL.
And so much more. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app in the iTunes and Google Play Store now. And keep the best fantasy experts right in your pocket all day long and all week long.
Well, I have a very disturbing story here.
Oh, no.
I don't know what the hell's going on in the state of Maryland with football, but five members of a Maryland high school football team are facing various rape charges.
Oh, is it the brooming?
Following an alleged locker room hazing incident.
We're right in Maryland.
Like a prep
Damascus
school.
High School.
Damascus.
Damascus High School junior varsity football team. Turned off the lights in the team's locker room before attacking four fellow teammates, pinning them to the ground and assaulting them with broomsticks. Now, if you're wondering, Michelle, when they get assaulted with broomsticks, it doesn't mean, like, they beat them up with broomsticks or they swept them.
Oh, no, I know what it means.
That's like, disgusting.
Yeah.
Remember the NYPD did that to somebody and, like, hurt them real bad.
Yeah, they do. It was like a plunger.
It was a plunger. Yeah, they got sued for that joint.
That Haitian dude.
Yeah, that Haitian dude. They got sued. They got big
got
time
like
lawsuit
for that. Yeah. That changed a lot of the police culture
up.
With NYPD.
Yeah, he was
that was like the
up.
Final big beating that they could get away with.
Let me just go on this. I would be at that school.
You guys ever have that happen? They used to do record races to us when I was in high school, which was the soccer team. They would the varsity guys would pick on us, the 9th or 10th graders, and make you hold a record between. They'd strip you down.
No.
You had to hold a record between your cheeks. You had to run, and you'd have to race the other, you know, younger guys and hold the record between your cheeks. It was just embarrassing. It was just like
I played very competitive hockey
with
different teams. And you know what our hazing was? You pay for the beer and weed.
Yeah.
Like this. Like, I don't get this. And, you know, I got threatened.
Yeah.
This goes back to
so
McGill University
crazy.
In Montreal. Same thing. Their football team had the same type of incident. I talked about this, and then I got threatened. Coaches got fired. Let me ask you something. I'm just stating for me personally. Any football team that I need to get anally penetrated by a broomstick, forcefully, unless you want it, I don't want to play for that team.
No.
And that's the whole thing in the first place. I don't play for that team.
Did the coach know about it?
No, they said it stopped when a coach showed up, but I probably did. I mean, so basically, though, good job, kids. You're being charged with rape.
Montgomery County.
You're being charged with rape.
Yeah.
So a bunch of 14 or 15-year-old kids, you're rapists right now.
Yeah.
For what? So, oh, to let the new guy on the team?
And then when you want to haze somebody, that's not hazing. That's not hazing right there.
No.
That's disgusting.
That's disgusting.
And then the kids that let that happen to them, that's stupid.
I know.
I would have took the broomstick and wrapped it around somebody's throat.
They tried, but the kid was held down by like 10 kids.
Oh, now that's an assault, man.
Wow.
That's a rape and an assault.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
He was held down.
That's manslaughter.
That's crazy.
Well, no one died. Manslaughter, yeah. Someone's got to die, but it's sexual assault.